Hi, everybody, and welcome back here for another little bite-sized political podcast. And thank you so much for tuning in. Hope you enjoy this one. And listen, we're going to talk about what I've entitled Hotel Refugee. Now, what I mean by this is that over the weekend just gone, I spent a few days at the coast, and in a particular little town on the coast of Northern Ireland, on the north coast. And in that town, there is a hotel, I would say like a three-star hotel. There's not many hotels in that town, mind you, but there is this hotel, except it's not a hotel anymore because it's a residence for those who have come across the channel in their dinghies. Oh, yes, the migrants. And I actually happened to park in the car park facing this hotel, Hotel Refugee. And it was a lovely day, and I was just sort of ambling past the place, and quite a few of them came out. And several observations, first of all, none of them were Albanians, or if they are Albanians, they're the special, diverse form of Albanian. In fact, these were in no way Albanians. These were cross-channel migrants. And I was thinking to myself, how the heck has this hotel got all these dozens of cross-channel migrants? Because I'm talking about the north coast of Northern Ireland. So I'm wondering, is the British government paying for these people to be flown from England into Northern Ireland, then transported by bus to one of these pretty average hotels, it has to be said, where they then get to live the good life? Because these guys that I saw, they were heading down into the onto the promenade, maybe to get an ice cream. Where were they getting the money from? Who was funding that? Other stories emerge in this area of gangs operating at night. New gangs, not the old gangs that used to infest Northern Ireland in the past. No, no, these are new gangs, but these are diverse gangs. And, that's weird. Got a hotel full of these cross-channel migrants. We've now got crime appearing on the streets, or a different form of crime appearing on the streets. Do you think there's any relationship? And if this is what's happening in one small town, in one small part of Northern Ireland, multiply it across the rest of the UK, and that's when you get to realise just how utterly insincere Rishi Sunak is when he tells us that, we're getting on top of the migrant issue now. I mean, is there anybody so utterly stupid as to believe a word that Rishi Sunak says? Seriously? I mean, the spin coming out of Downing Street would make your head dizzy, because it's ultimately desperation. I mean, are the numbers, the question that we simply have to ask is, let's take the numbers coming across the channel, and then let's take the other numbers of so-called legal migrants, add them together, and what you have is, no matter which way you cut it, the biggest number that we've ever seen. All happening under the gaze of Rishi Sunak. And when Rishi Sunak talks about cutting the numbers back, I don't believe he's talking about cutting them back to, say, 2020 levels, when the total number was, or sorry, 2015, when the total number was about 250,000. Oh, no, he's not talking about that. He's talking numbers of around about the 400,000 to 500,000 a year. That would be his idea of a success. And the UK cannot continue to absorb 400,000 to 500,000 people extra per annum. It's just not possible. So that makes me conclude that Rishi Sunak, I mean, rather like Holly Willoughby, he's mastered the art of insincerity. But in his case, I'm really not sure that anybody's buying it. I don't think that anybody feels that this British government is on top of this migrant issue. All that they've done is they have, in typical formula, learned the art of dispersal. So disperse the tens of thousands of illegals who cross the channel, disperse them right across the length and width of the breadth of the UK, stick them up in hotels, put them wherever it needs to be, so that we don't have the bad optics of one huge migrant camp in the south of England, at Dover. Oh, no, we don't want that. No, far better to have hundreds and hundreds of British hotels and other locations absolutely brimming with these people, none of which have any right in any way to be in the UK for any time. They should all be deported. What did you say, David? Deport the people who break our laws and come in illegally? Yeah. But that's racist. No, it's not racist. No, no, it's upholding the law, you see. Not racist. Well, the law says you have to let them in. No, it doesn't. British law doesn't say that. The European Court of Human Rights law says that we must give these people a fair hearing. They're fleeing a war zone. What, France? France is a war zone, is it? Can we have that officially confirmed, please, that France is a war zone? It's not. Of course they're not fleeing a war zone. They're here because they know that the British government is a soft touch, gives them what they want, looks after them at the expense of British citizens. And that's why they continue to flock here year in, year out. And quite honestly, the problem, whilst the migrants are a problem, and they really are, the much bigger problem, in my view, is the actual British government. Thanks for listening.